okay, this is the official video now that you will get after this class that you can practice with, okay? And what I just want to reiterate to everybody, first of all, is welcome. It's good to see everybody. Welcome, Julie, Chris, Agnieszka, Evan. You've come in since we opened. These techniques we're going to do tonight, it's literally a practicum. We're going to just do these techniques. They're very calming. Evan and I were filming the ones that you're going to see that are going to be on the posted on the page for you tomorrow. And I got so chilled out, so calmed out doing it. I forgot to do one of the techniques because it was like, they're just so calming. But what you're going to discover is some of them are going to resonate with you and some of them aren't. We're working with mudras tonight, which are hand gestures. And we're not working with the ones you normally think of. These are other gestures, but what they do is they work between the physical body and the energy body to balance us. And remember what we said about anxiety. Anxiety is a fear response that comes when there is an imbalance in the hemispheric activities of our brain. And so we're gonna take that a little step more. It's an imbalance in the energy fields in our body. And so these mudras that we're going to be working with tonight balance you physically and energetically, okay? And as I said, you will like some. Some you kind of go, eh. And my really heartfelt suggestion is that you choose one or two that you like and use those. Don't try and learn all of them. It's too much. It's too much material. There's probably what? 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 mudras and maybe 2 meditation techniques we're doing tonight. 1 meditation technique. It's too much. They're going to be there on your course page forever. In a few months, you can try another one. In a year from now, if you go, whoa, what was that thing she did? You can go back and find it, all right? But we want you to actually move through this class. My hope for you is that you use these things and you experience what it means to actually find a sense of calm, find a home base that you can begin to shift the trajectory of your life, okay? So that said, let's find our seats and I'm gonna take you through a few of these mudras. All right. And you just want to be comfortable for these. And the very first one we're going to do is called switching. Switching the hemispheres of the brain, switching the energetic currents in the body. And so let me see if I can push this away. So no, it's not going to get it far enough away. So here's how we're going to do it. If you are sitting on the floor, which I see some of you are, you're going to want to put your legs straight in front of you. So that means it might be nice to have either something to lean back against or get a nice blanket or something under your sit bones. So you really do, your sit bones are a little elevated. If you're sitting in a chair, you want your feet on the floor, flat on the floor to start with, okay? If you're laying in bed, that's fine. These can all be done laying down. Every single one of these, okay? All right, we got it? Let's take a deep breath. Let's just exhale and soften our face, soften our shoulders, soften our torso. Take another, just let's do a couple of these. 3-part inhales. As you exhale, feel all of the tightness in the face just melting. Feel the tightness in the shoulders melting. Feel your whole torso melting into your seat. And let's do one more. Nice, gentle 3-part inhale, belly, chest, filling the tops of the lungs. And this next exhale, soften from the crown of your head as if a whole wave is moving down through your body, softening every point it touches all the way down to the tips of your toes. Okay? And then with your body soft, like this, you're going to want to open your eyes because you'll want to see what we're doing. I'm going to ask you to cross your left ankle over your right ankle. Okay? Cross your left ankle over your right ankle. Everybody got that? And then what we're going to do is we're going to push our hands in front of us, straighten our arms, and we're going to put our backs of our hands together with the thumbs facing down. Okay? Everybody got that? And if you have any kind of shoulder issues with this, modify. If it hurts, don't do it. Okay? And we'll catch up, and I'll catch up with you. So arms are straight ahead. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take the right arm and cross it over the left. So we have palm to palm. And you're going to interlace your fingers and then gently just bring it in towards the heart center and rest your, there we go, Judy. So we're back to back, right hand over, there we go. And interlace fingers, there we go. And come on in. Exactly, exactly. Now, if this is hurting you, you can release your hands and just cross your at your wrists. Okay, we never want to hurt with this. But if you can have the fingers crossed, that's a nice addition. And then what we're going to do is we're going to just rest. Rest the weight of your hand on your chest, on your sternum. And just feel that gentle pressure. Close your eyes. And let's rest here. Just breathing for a few moments. Each inhale, you breathe in a sense of strength and clarity. Each exhale, you soften and you let go. And we're just letting the breath breathe naturally. If you want to control it and kind of elongate it, you can, but we're trying to just allow the breath to do what it knows to do. So we're just letting the breath come in. It's a nurturing, healing, balancing breath. And as we exhale, we're letting go of everything that's unpleasant in our past. Everything before this moment that is not serving us. We're just letting it go. Keep the shoulders soft. Feel the connection of the hands. Feel the pressure on your sternum. It's gentle, stable, comforting. And when you found that, gently lift the tongue and press the tongue against the back of your upper teeth. And can you do that and still keep the jaw soft? So it's just a gentle lift of the tongue. And let's breathe here for just a minute or two. See if you can keep your attention in the pressure in your hands, on your sternum, gentle weight, the tongue gently touching the teeth. And for these last few breaths, imagine that as you're exhaling, you are dropping all of that, your attention down deep into your belly. We call it the do, the dantian. It's about, 4 inches below your navel, just deep in the belly there. And as you exhale, the whole body softens and you settle into that deep place. Stable in your belly. Feeling so centered and calm.
Let's each do one more gentle inhale. As you exhale, body softens, you settle, your whole being settles into your belly, stable, centered, calm. And then very gently begin to ungrasp the fingers, release the hands, bring them to your lap. Release the ankles so that the left ankle comes off of the right and the legs are once again balanced and open. And then release the tongue. And just notice how you feel. And there's a handout with all these instructions that will be on your page, so you don't have to worry about taking notes unless you want to. And we always just take a few moments after we release any mudra, any posture, to just digest, to let the energy settle back again in a new way. And then when you feel like it, when you're ready, go ahead and inhale. And as you exhale, gently open your eyes. So just a quick, do you feel calmer? No, calmer, neutral, same. Didn't work for me. Can we see you? Okay, some calmers. Okay, nice, all right. Okay, so that's called, Julie, yeah, what did you get? Lost it, okay. With thumbs up? Okay, great, okay. So switching. When you go to the website, we'll probably get everything. The handouts are there now. The videos will be there tomorrow. And this one is called, that technique was called switching. Okay, we're switching the meridians of the body. And so let's try another one. This one's a lot simpler. And this one is based on the premise that every finger in your hand has an energy channels running through it. As most of you may already know, the palms, the hands, are really powerful energy centers. We have chakras right here in the center of the hand that are very powerful. And each finger is an energy field in and of its own. And these mudras we are doing are coming from this understanding that there's so much energy running through our body, through our hands, and it can be extremely healing, which is why you've heard laying of hands, right? The healing of the hands. Any of you who have ever experienced Reiki, and if you haven't, I highly recommend it. You know, that it's energy that is flowing through the hands of your Reiki practitioner and that is balancing the energy in your body. And so when the scope of all of those meridians, of those nadis, that and what they do is beyond the scope of this class. We'll be covering some of it in the group meditations over the summer in those classes. But for our purposes, it's just important to know that we have energies that run the right side, left side of our body, and we have energy channels in our hands. And when you bring different fingers together, bring your hand together in a different way, it either contains the energy, or it balances the energy, or it releases energy, okay? So what we're gonna do now is on your hand, and you have this handout, we're gonna be working with the index finger and the ring finger. The index finger and there's a lot of symbolism in the fingers. For our purposes, we are working with the challenging energies of the fingers. And the challenging energy of the index finger is fear and panic. Fear and panic. The challenging energy of the ring finger is anxiety and worry. And when you get into those obsessive thought loops, right, where you can't break, it's the same thought again and again, again, you know. So we're going to learn a technique now to work with with those two fingers. And it's very simple. You take the other hand. It does not matter which hand you work with. You just, if you're using the index finger, just take the other hand and gently, gently hold it. We're not squeezing and making white knuckles. We're not, you know, it's a gentle, light touch. Okay. And that's all we're doing to start. And you're going to just place this in your lap. If you're sitting, just place it on your belly. If you're laying down. And we're going to just close our eyes. And we're going to simply breathe in and breathe out. And the next time, actually, let's just know, in this type of work, every exhale is a release and a softening. And every inhale is bringing in balancing, healing, calming energy. Okay. So each inhale, just feel the coolness and the freshness of that breath, bringing in balancing, healing, calm energy. And as you exhale, you're just letting go of all past worries and unpleasantness. Just letting go of what doesn't serve you. And as you do this with the breath, let your attention, another part of your attention, come to the index finger. And as you use the breath to balance and heal and release, you will begin to notice perhaps a vibration or a tingling in the index finger. And at some point, keeping the breath easy, trusting the breath to do what it knows how to do, trusting the energy to do what it knows how to do, you will begin to feel the gentle pulsing in the index finger. And for some of you, it's just barely a sensation. And the trick is to simply pay attention. Whatever slight sense of pulsing you feel, just stay with that. It will gently begin to reveal itself. The trick is to release the other hand so the touch becomes lighter. And at some point, you may begin to sense that tingling throughout your body. You may even begin to sense the pulse, the gentle pulsing in other parts of your body as you calm and still. Let's just do a couple more breaths here. And after your next exhale, very slowly and gently release the hands and just rest them in your lap or on your tummy. And just enjoy whatever calmness or quietness you've found from the technique. And as I said before, those few moments of sitting with it, the after effect is the digestion, right? It's like when we do yoga and we do Shavasana afterwards, it's where all the energy begins to resettle in a new pattern, in a new order, more balanced. So if you're ready, I see you're all calming out here. See, that's how I felt when I was doing the videos for you. I just started getting calmer and calmer. Let's do the other finger. Let's do the anxiety finger, the ring finger, okay? And why don't you do the other hand just for fun, okay? And so what we'll do is we'll take the ring finger and just gently put the other hand around it, gently, lightly. And once again, I mean, we're not, there's no tension here, right? It's a light, light, relaxed hold. You're not doing anything. The energy knows what to do. Your energy of your being wants to be balanced. It wants to be balanced and it knows how to do it. So let's just relax, soften, and just rest the hands and bring your attention to the sensation in your ring finger. Just keep the breathing easy and gentle, following that knowing that the in-breath brings balance and healing and calm. And the exhale is a release of all past gripping and tightness and unpleasantness. We're just letting it go. And if the mind wanders, bring it back to the sensation in the finger. And if that's not quite enough to anchor the mind, then as you inhale, hold the thought of drawing in healing and balance and calm. And as you exhale, the thought of softening and releasing all past unpleasantness. Let's do just two more breaths. And then very gently release the hands. Bring them back to your lap or your tummy. And just notice and enjoy the after effect of the practice. And then when you're ready, just gently maybe stretch a little bit, open your eyes, and we'll take you through the next series. So how was that? Thumbs up, neutral, thumbs up. Okay, we're liking it. Neutral. Okay, Jenny, good to notice, right? Which ones work for you, which ones don't? Yes, yes. I tried these out on Natalie the other day, and there were a couple, and we're not doing the ones today, that she just didn't like, right? And that's, you want to know that. And just, boom, one less thing to learn. Yeah, Brenda.
Is there any possibility that, like, having jewelry on the fingers makes any difference? Like, I used to have a Reiki practitioner that said, take off all your jewelry because it interferes with the energy, and, you know. I just noticed that my non-ringed finger had a much stronger sensation, and the one I have two rings on my the ring finger. And so I thought, gosh, I wonder if I'm not feeling it as much because of the jewelry, but.
You know, pay attention for you. Some people are more sensitive to those things. I don't notice it, but that doesn't mean if you notice it, then obviously take the jewelry off. It's a great question. Great question. And I do want to just reiterate one more time. You can do this literally for just 10 seconds. You can do it for, 2-3 minutes. What I'm going to encourage you to do is to use all these techniques tonight. Use them throughout your day. I mean, it doesn't take anything to just do this, right? You can be sitting watching TV. You could be sitting on the pot. You could be, I'm going to show you in a few minutes that you could just, you can do it in bed before you go to sleep or when you wake up in the morning. But if you can take just a few moments this week, it doesn't take a lot to set a patterning in your psyche, in your body, in your energy memory that says, when I hold this hand, I feel calmer. Then when you're actually in a moment of anxiety or you're starting to feel panic coming on, if you do the mudra, it will work a lot better than if you're trying to be in the middle of an anxiety attack and suddenly try and do this, right? Right? So use them before, get to know them before you need them, I guess is that's the slogan. Get to know them before you need them, right? It's like, get to know the lover before you jump in bed with them, right? It's like, these are that important. They're that wonderful. They're like good lovers. So Karen, just stop it right now. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do 4 techniques with you and we're going to go from one to the other to the other. And they're really lovely, some, and you may find one or two you don't like. The key thing here is if it starts to get uncomfortable, stop. Because we're going to be holding the arms up a little bit. If it causes you any pain, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Just don't do it. Or if you can find an easy adaptation that doesn't hurt you, do that. But none of this is about pain. There is no gain if there is pain. It's the opposite of everything Jane Fonda taught us, right? So here we go. First one, we're going to take the hands and we're going to place them so the fingers are heading to the wall behind you over your ears. And you can still do this laying down. In fact, I had a yoga teacher in the earlier session and she thought it might be easier laying down because you're not carrying as much of the weight. But let's just put their hands next to our ears. Close your eyes. Take a nice, slow, deep breath. As you exhale, soften from your crown down through your face, your shoulders, your torso, your seat. Legs are soft.
Karen, sorry. Are they supposed to be touching your ears?
No. A little space between.
Okay.
So like an inch. Can you see it? Yeah. Thank you, Heidi. Yeah. And so the idea is we're not touching the ears. And what we're going to do is soften the body, soften the shoulders, keep the shoulders soft, the jaw soft, and just bring your attention to the space between the hands and the ears. And what you might start to notice is that your ears begin to warm up. You might begin to feel some tingling in your hands. And what we're going to do is we're going to just keep that gentle inhale awareness. And as we exhale, we're going to soften, keeping the shoulders soft, settling into our seat, feeling that stability of your seat. And if the mind gets distracted, we toggle, which means we drop our attention into our seat, feeling the pressure, the denseness, and then we bring it back to that space between the hands and the ears and that sensation of spacious tingling. But keep breathing, keep softening.
And that's the first. It's called Halo One. This is called Halo One. And now we're going to move into Halo Two. And for Halo Two, you're going to take your left hand and place it across your forehead. Okay. And your right hand is going to go right on the very back. It just cradles the back of your skull. And same thing. See if you can soften the shoulders and let your armpits carry the weight of your arms. Just keep it soft and just let your attention rest in the sensation of your hands against the skin of your forehead, the skin of your scalp or your hair. But keep breathing. Inhaling, bringing in healing, balance and calmness. Exhaling, letting go of everything that is no longer serving you. We'll do a couple more of these breaths. See if you can train yourself so that every time you exhale, you are softening the neck and the shoulders and the jaw and the back of the throat. And this is called Halo 2. Halo 1, Halo 2. And the next one, we're going to drop the left hand to the top of the chest. And we're going to take the right hand and place it on the back. Just place it on the back as close to behind your other hand as possible. So Ramon, you might want to go a little higher up on your chest with your hand. Yeah, so it's more under the collarbones. Yeah. So it's not at the heart center. It's up a little higher. And on the video we made for you, I use the word tap the back of your back. But what I mean is to just touch lightly as opposed to tapping, which I know is a technique in of itself. So do not confuse that word tap to mean tap, literally tap, 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 but just to hold lightly, okay? And we'll hold this for just a few moments. If it's uncomfortable, feel free to release your arms. Same patterning. Breath is coming in, bringing healing and balance and wholeness and calm. The exhale is releasing everything that no longer serves you. And we're not going to hold this that much longer because we've had our arms up for so long. So what we'll do now is just gently bring your hands to your shoulders. So your palms are resting on your shoulders. And at this point, it feels good to kind of grip just a little bit so that your hands are carrying the weight of your arms. And do you feel that pressure? It's almost like a weighted blanket. Just comforting and stable. And you keep breathing, same pattern. Inhaling balance and healing and wholeness and calm. Exhaling everything that's not serving you, just letting it go. And now take a nice gentle breath in. As you exhale, release your hands.
and just enjoy whatever sensations of calmness or ease you found. And for those of you who've been doing this for a while, and even for those of you who are new, it can really help to have the sense that if your body can remain still at this point, you will begin to really sense the energy body, the subtle energies moving and rebalancing themselves, revitalizing you. And the more still you can keep your physical body, the more aware you can become of the subtle energies that are just as real inside you. And now from here, we're going to do one more technique. And for this, you can sit as comfortably as you want. You can lay down, you can lean back, but if you're going to fall asleep laying down, then, well, that's okay. You can watch the video later. So this is a beautiful meditation that I have never taught, but I've been doing myself for decades. And it's about finding a safe place. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is to just be very comfortable and go back in your memory or in your fantasy, either one, and remember or create a place that just where you were happy, where you feel safe. It just makes you feel a place you want to be. If you're a beach person, let it be a beach. If you're a forest person, let it be in the forest. If you're a mountain person, let it be a mountain. If you're a cozy by the fireside person, let it be cozy by the fireside. And you get to take time doing this meditation several times to fully flush this out. So don't get trapped into worrying that you have to create it perfectly tonight. We're just beginning. But it's a place where you feel safe. And what we want to do is to expand that sense of safety out so that you create an environment, a world where there is nothing here that can hurt you. No person, no animal, no force of nature can penetrate, can enter here. This is your sacred, safe place. And I'm going to ask you to just kind of look around for a moment and really notice. We want to engage all the senses. What is the ground beneath your feet like, or the floor beneath you? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And it's different in different places, probably. What is it that is surrounding you? It may be if you look front, there's an ocean. If you look behind you, there's trees. It may be... it's different in each direction. So what is in front of you? What is behind you? What is above you? What is to your right and to your left? And as you rest here, you stand here, sit here in this beautiful space that you are creating, that is your safe place, what are the fragrances that greet you? If you inhale, is it the salt air? Is it the piney woods? Is it the morning smells of the desert in bloom? Is it a rainy day in Oregon? What are the smells? And I'm going to ask you to take just a moment and just imagine that you're walking around this beautiful place, your safe place, for just a few moments, just starting to explore it. and discover it. And reminding yourself that here you are safe. This is your place and you can create it and modify it and evolve it and change it to be whatever it is you want, where you can feel safe, authentic, and calm. Just you. Whatever makes you happy. If you want red wine, have red wine. If you want Diet Coke, have Diet Coke. If you want the best Starbucks latte ever, it magically appears. This is your safe place. And we will come back here so you can get to know it more and more. But for now, just inhale into that feeling of safe, safe. And authentic, right here, right here. Breathe in again, safe. And as you exhale, exhale into a sense of calmness. And now let go, let the whole visualization dissolve. Just hold that feeling of safety, of getting to be authentically you. And our time is up. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do, is see if you can hold this feeling of safety and take it with you into the rest of your evening. And play with the meditations online. Hopefully they'll be up by tomorrow afternoon. And revisit this one again if it feels good, okay? And that's our practicum for tonight. That's a lot of material, folks. I hope you feel good. I hope you feel better than when you got here. And I hope you're inspired to play with these. This is supposed to be fun. It's fun to create a place, right? Okay. Thank you for showing up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may each one of you have a most delightful and joy-filled week. And I'll see you on Monday. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Karen.
Good night. Okay, so the moms, you just stick around. Okay, here we go. And just like that, here's mom's class. Okay. There we are. Did we lose anybody?
I think we lost Jenny, but I don't know.
We lost Jenny.
Do you want me to text her really quick? And
yeah, text her and let her know she can stay if she wants to.
Yeah, she may not have seen the email.
You know what? She's not on the class. She didn't sign up for the class this session, so she didn't. Yeah. Could you just let her know she could stay?
Yeah.
You're still recording too. I don't know if you wanted to stop.
Who? What was that, Chris?
Oh, I said that you're still recording. I don't know if you wanted to stop recording for. Just let me.